You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome, everybody. We are glad to be on the radio station today. You're listening to Victory International Praise Ministries, the Kingdom Sound broadcast with Minister Andre Jordan. Thank you so much to our pastors, our wonderful leaders at Victory, Apostle Thomas Robinson, Pastor Teresa Robinson, just shouting them out. Glad for you, our faithful listeners that tune in every Thursday right here on your radio dial. The Lord is good. The Lord is worthy to be praised. And we just honor, exalt, and magnify his name today. Of course, this is every day, the day that the Lord has made, and we are so glad, so thankful in it, and we honor him in all that we do. Today, I'm excited. The Word is good. The Word is life. The Word is our source and our resource. The Word is everything, and we're looking at Romans 8 today, spending some time in Romans 8, being encouraged by the Word, and I do pray, Father, that the Word would be an encouragement to the hearts of those listening on today. Let those divinely assigned to tune in to hear exactly what they need from your heart, that their hearts would be encouraged, that their hearts would be strengthened today, that they would be inspired to continue with God and to press and to know I can make it. They can do all things through Christ that gives them the strength today. I pray in Jesus' name, and me too. Amen, amen, and amen. So let's look at Romans 8. I just love God and I appreciate him truly. He's faithful to the end. He brings us through. He delivers us. So I want to read Romans 8. It starts out, I'm just going to start with the first one. It starts out saying, there is now therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. We are in Christ. We're in Christ. There is no condemnation. There's no condemnation for those that belong to Christ. I belong to Christ. I pray that you belong to Christ. So the Lord is freeing us from condemnation. We're perfectly imperfect, but we're in Christ when we accept him. We commit our lives to him. We sell out to him. And so even being in Christ, sometimes we'll make a mistake. Sometimes we will fall short of the glory of God, but we are still in Christ. So this is something that's very key and foundational to realize I'm in Christ. And so there is no condemnation. So when the enemy, only the enemy will try to bring condemnation to us, but we have to be reminded and know who we are in Christ. It says, for the, okay, so let me start over again. Romans 8, verse 1, I'm going to read it all. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk after, not after the flesh, but who walk after the Spirit. Those who belong to Christ Jesus, they're walking after the Spirit. What Spirit? The Holy Spirit. So when I'm in Christ, when I've accepted him, committed and given my life to him, surrendered, gave up, hands up and surrender, Christ, I need you. I accept you. I accept what Jesus has done, the finished work that he did to redeem me back to the Father. I walk after the Spirit. Jesus said, I go away that the Comforter would come. He's given. The Father has sent his Holy Spirit to walk with me, to lead me, to guide me. So therefore, if I'm in Christ, my life is a life of walking after the Spirit, following the Spirit, obeying the Spirit, following the, I belong to him, and I live in the power of the life-giving Spirit. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's power is greater than the power of sin and death. So I'm free today in Christ. I'm free today because of the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm not condemned. I'm free in Christ. For what the law couldn't do, we couldn't keep the law, the 600 plus laws. Through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. What we could not do in this stinking flesh that we are housed in, God sent Jesus Christ, the second Adam, that was successful in his mission and assignment to lay down his life for all mankind, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So Christ, mission accomplished in Christ. Christ has accomplished that mission, which opened the pathway, the doorway for us to run into salvation and be restored back to the Father. The Father has done a great thing in sending Christ to redeem us. He's redeemed us. He's redeemed us that the righteousness, verse 4 of the law, might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh. How we walk in. How are we walking? It keeps contrasting. Are we walking after the flesh? Are we walking after the Holy Spirit? Are we walking after the Spirit of life in Christ? How are we walking today? How are we walking? Are we jaywalking? Or are we walking in the Spirit of life in Christ? For they, verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. How you're walking will be determined by actions, words, deeds, responses, perceptions. How are we walking? Are we walking after the flesh? If you walk in after the flesh, you will be dominated by the sinful nature, the sinful lust of the flesh. How are we walking today? But they that are after the Spirit, they think about the things that please the Spirit. They think about the things that please God. How are you walking? How are you thinking? Are you walking after the flesh? If we're walking after the flesh, it'll show up in us. We will be dominated by sinful nature. We'll be dominated by the old man. We'll be dominated by lustful desires. But you have choice,
free will to choose. I'm walking after the Spirit. I'm walking after the things of God. My life is consumed with how I might please the Father. I'm not seeking to do my own will. Whose will are you walking after? I'm not seeking to do my own will. I'm not seeking to do the will of the flesh. I'm not seeking to follow my own mind today. But I'm walking after the Spirit and the things of the Spirit and the desire. There is a burning desire in me to please the Spirit, to please the Father, to obey and submit and yield to the Father. How are we walking? How are we thinking? Whose will comes first in our lives? Reading on, it says, verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded, so letting our sinful nature control your mind leads to death. Who or what is controlling our mind? Mind control, mind control. Who or what is controlling our mind? To be carnally minded. If our flesh, our carnal natures, our base and lower natures is controlling our minds, it leads to death. It's going to lead to death. There's going to be death. There's going to be destruction. Satan has one goal: kill, steal, destroy. There will be death. There will be death. Something is going to die. Something that God desired to live is going to die because we've got the wrong spirit controlling our mind. But to be carnally minded, we've got to mind our mind. We've got to be aware of what's going on in our mind and our thoughts. That's our heart. But if we allow the Spirit to control our mind, it's going to lead to life and peace. I want life and peace. I want life and peace. I want life and peace in pleasing the Father. I want life and peace in pleasing what the Holy Spirit desires. The Father sent him to teach us, to comfort us, to lead us, to guide us, to remind us, walk after the Spirit. Surrender to the Father. Yield yourself. Yield your members. Renew your mind. Be strengthened with might in your inner man by the Holy Spirit. We can have victory. Victory is in Jesus. Victory is in the Holy Spirit. Victory is walking after the Spirit. Victory is denying myself and my flesh and the lust thereof. Victory is in obeying the Father. Victory is pursuing the Father's will. Victory is seeking not my will, but thy will be done. We can have victory today. Mind control. Mind our mind. Mind what's happening in our mind. Mind what we're thinking. Let our mind be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, today we pray and we ask, wash our minds, cleanse our minds, purify our minds, purify our hearts, purge our minds, deliver our minds. We pray for a willing spirit to obey God, to obey you. It says, because the carnal mind is enmity, is an enemy. The carnal sinful nature is always hostile to God. There's a hostility. They're enemies. The carnal mind is an enmity against God. It's hostile. It's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. The carnal mind is an opposition against God. It never did obey the law of God, and it never will. So it's so important that we mind our minds. It's so important that we keep our mind stayed on him and allow God to keep it in perfect peace today. I present my mind to you today, Father. Keep my mind in perfect peace. Keep my thoughts in alignment with the Holy Spirit. Keep me walking after the Spirit in my mind. Let my mind, I pray, I permit it to be renewed by the Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, lead and guide me today. Order my steps, the steps of a good man, of a righteous man. They're ordered by the Lord. So then, they that are in the flesh, verse 8, cannot please God. We cannot please God being carnal minded. We cannot please God walking after our flesh, our sinful nature, our carnal desires, our lustful desires. We are called to crucify all of that. We're called to be renewed in our minds and be transformed by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God. It tells us a carnal mind will never please God. It'll never please Him. God, I need the Holy Spirit to control my mind. My mind is to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit control. But you, believers, those of us that are in Christ, you're not in the flesh, but we're in the Spirit. So he that be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if a man doesn't have the Spirit of Christ, he's not in us. Let me read that clearly. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You're not controlled by your flesh, but you're controlled, and I'm controlled by the Spirit of the living God. And if you have God's Spirit, God is living in you. But if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're not his. I'm his today. I want the Holy Spirit to take control of all my hands, my feet, my mouth, my thoughts, my actions, my deeds, my words. Oh, Holy Spirit, today, renew us in the spirit of our minds. Let us be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Let us make a choice and a decision to walk after the Spirit, following Him, doing what we saw Christ Jesus doing, patterning our lives after Christ, finding what we do and say in the Word, alignment with the Spirit, alignment with the Word. Holy Spirit, bring alignment to our lives. Our desire is to please the Father. That is our desire. We desire to please the Father. We desire to be in the perfect will of the Father. We desire to be submitted to the Father. Not our will. Not our will. I'm free from the law of sin and death. The Old Testament law, we could not keep it, but God sent Christ his own Son, that those that walk in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, we think about the things that please the Holy Spirit. We think about the things that please the Father. We do the things that please the Father. We pray today, Holy Spirit, control our minds. Hey, we want your control. We permit the Holy Spirit to control our minds. We permit the Holy Spirit to have all of us. We thank you today, Father, for sonship. It's scripture said if we don't have the Holy Spirit of God, we're none of his. But I thank you today, Father, for sonship. I'm a son of God. I'm an heir, and I'm a joint heir with Christ. And as an heir, I have an inheritance. The Holy Spirit is the down payment. We don't know what we have in the Holy Spirit, but God teach us and show us. Let us develop a stronger relationship, a dependency upon the Holy Spirit. Help us to come out of independence and self-will and selfishness, and help us to yield and submit and humble ourselves and partner with the Holy Spirit of God. Help us to realize and recognize the Holy Spirit is very God, God living in us, God dwelling in us, God making his abode in us, God giving us his strength and his power, his wisdom, his might. The counsel of the Holy Spirit, his wisdom. We pray today that we bring glory to him. I want to keep reading Romans 8, just going through it. It's good. There's so much good in it all the way to the end of the verses. I don't know if I can get through all of it, but it's good. Let me skip down to verse 14. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And that's what I was talking about, sonship. I'm a son of God. I'm an heir and a joint heir. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we've received the spirit of adoption. I've been grafted in. I've been adopted in so I can call God Abba Father. He's my Father, and he's a good Father. He takes good care of me. He's our shepherd. We shall not want. We do not lack. We can go to him, whether we had a loving father in the natural or not. You've got one in the spirit. Our spiritual heavenly Father, Abba Father, he's a good God that tells us, come boldly to his throne of grace to obtain mercy in our time of need. Verse 15 says, we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry out, Abba Father, and the spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God. I know who I am, and I know who my daddy is. We got to know these things. We got to be firm and established and rooted in the word of God, and let the word of God take root in our hearts and determine, I will live for God. I will live for God. I will live for him. And if we're children, we're heirs of God, and we're joint heirs with Christ. I'm a joint heir. And so this is key in verse 17. So be that if we suffer with him, we may also be glorified with him. We also share Christ's glory. We share also in his suffering. And we can be encouraged. We will go through things as believers. We will go through things as Christ follows. We will go through things as heirs and sons of God and children of God. But God is forever with us. Say that today. I declare God is forever with me. God is with me. God isn't abandoning us. God is not a God that abandons his children. God is with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He's with us unto the end. I'm strong in the Lord in his mighty power. It says that I reckon, verse 18, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Whatever we encounter, whatever we go through, it's nothing compared to what God has done. It's nothing compared to what Christ has done. It's nothing compared to what God has in store for us. If we suffer now, it's nothing compared to the glory that God will reveal later. For all creation is waiting for the future day when God will reveal manifestation of the sons of God. We're coming forth in Jesus' name. For, let me skip down. I want to skip down to verse 26. Likewise, the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be heard. The Father knows our hearts. Isn't God good? He knows our hearts. He knows all about me. He knows all about you. He knows your heart. We can be confident in his love. And he has given us the Holy Spirit. This is why we walk after the Spirit. This is why we have a relationship and develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit, an intimacy with the Holy Spirit. We can trust the Holy Spirit. We can cast all of our cares upon the Lord. We can cry out and communicate and tell the Holy Spirit anything because God already knows my heart. God knows my heart, the good, the bad, the ugly. And he's given us a scripture and he says, verse 26, Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that can't be expressed with words. Likewise, the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit itself makes intercession for us. The Holy Spirit is interceding for us. The Holy Spirit is interceding for us. Christ is making intercession for us. God has us in his hands. Trust the Holy Spirit. Trust and cry out to God. God, help me in my weaknesses. God, help me in my low places. God, help me to stop stumbling. Help me to get up. Sometimes we start out like newborn babes. We're stumbling. We're falling. We walk in crooked. Hey, but as we walk with the Spirit, as we renew our minds daily, as we read our words, as we pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give utterance and to make intercession for us, God begins to strengthen us. God begins to help us. God begins to deliver us. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So Holy Spirit is making intercession for me and for you today according to the will of God. Isn't that wonderful? The Holy Spirit is making intercession for us today, right now, according to the will of God. We have the Holy Spirit that is on our case every day. And I want to say, because the Holy Spirit knows the mind, he's praying for us. Verse 28, I want to get there. We know this scripture. I want to close out with this scripture. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. And we know this. God causes everything to work together for the good for those of us that love God, for those of us that are called according to his purpose. God already knew. It says, for whom God did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed into the image of his son. That's our goal. That's what we're striving for, to be conformed into the image of Jesus Christ, that we might be the first, he might be the firstborn against among many brethren. So we love this, that God is causing all things to work together for good for those that love him. I pray that we would keep on loving God, keep on being faithful to God, keep on walking in the Spirit, keep on making sure that we're in alignment with the will of God, seeking and pursuing to please the Father, crucifying our flesh and the lust and the sinful natures thereof, that we would continue being transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we would continue in relationship, intimate relationship and partnership with the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to have full control. Holy Spirit, we thank you today. Thank you today that we have the Spirit of God dwelling in us. Thank you today that we have the Holy Spirit of God making intercession for us. We only want the Holy Spirit controlling our actions, our minds, our thoughts, our ways, our deeds, our words. We give over to you. We humble ourselves and yield ourselves to you. We pray today for your strength and your grace, your enabling, your empowerment upon our lives, Father. Where we have felt weak, let us feel strong today. Let us recognize your power is at work in us. Let us look inside of ourselves to the power source that God has caused to dwell within us. I pray and I ask today that the broadcast is blessing you. This is Victory International Praise Ministries, 250 North Babcock Street. Come visit us Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. Tuesday Bible study, 7 p.m. God bless you. God keep you. Walk in victory and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you like for